Hi everyone, I'm excited to begin learning Sefer Vayikra with you. Many people, when they look at Sefer Vayikra, they see it unfortunately as a Sefer that is not applicable to us today in our lives of 2024. And Ezra Hashem, as we go through the Sefer, our hope is that we'll see it as anything but. Chazal have a name for every Sefer in Chumash, and their name for this Sefer is Torah Kohanim, the laws and procedures for the Kohanim. And a lot of the Rishonim and Mefarshim struggle with that name. When you look at Sefer Vayikra, there's a large part of it that's about Kohanim and the Mishkan and Karbanot, but there's also many parts that have nothing to do with those topics. Parsha Kedoshim have many of the laws of Bein Adam L'Chavira. The entire Parsha Bahar is about Shemitah and Yovel, has nothing to do with the Mishkan and Karbanot. And all the topics of the Mawadim come up as well, Parshat Emor. And so they struggle to try to find a cohesive theme which brings together Sefer Vayikra and try to understand the name that Chazal have as Torah Kohanim. So the Ramban has one beautiful explanation, the Barbanel has another very beautiful explanation. The approach that I want to learn with you that we're going to use as we go through the Sefer is that of Rav David Tzvi Hafman, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Berlin in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He's of the school of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. And his approach is to understand this name that Chazal have of Torah Kohanim. And he explains that when they gave this name, Chazal, of Torah Kohanim, they're referring to Pasuk in Sefer Shemot. When Bnei Israel first come to Har Sinai, Hashem tells them, "V'atem tiyuli memlecha kohanim v'goy kadosh." You should be for me a nation of Kohanim and a holy nation. And he says that Chazal, when they are calling this Sefer Torah Kohanim, it's not in the classic sense of Kohanim in their big day kuhuna in the Beis HaMikdash, but really it's referring to all of us. Sefer Vayikra is going to be teaching all of us how to reach that status to become a kingdom of Kohanim, leaders for not just Klal Yisrael, but really for the whole world, how to reach that status of Kedusha and to rise up to that level that we all achieve to become a nation of Kohanim. And so when we begin with Parshat Vayikra, we're going to see how Parshat Vayikra, which really contains all of the Karbanot, the five main Karbanot, which all other Karbanot are based on those five main categories. So the Karbanot are not just about in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, because the Torah is the Torah Chaim, and if we have it in this book, which is our guide for life even today, so then it needs to be relevant even for us today. And so when Chazal tell us in Perkei Avot that the world stands al Shosh HaDvarim HaLama made al Torah Avodah Gmilut Chasadim, so primarily they're referring to the Avodah of Karbanot. And every Avodah that we have today, Avodah HaTfilah, Avodah HaMidot, Avodah HaShem in general, is really going to be based on the Avodah of the Karbanot, and each one of the Karbanot is going to be representing for us a different mode of serving Hashem even today. And so when we look at Parshat Vayikra, there's five prakim. The first three prakim are all about the Karbanot Nedava, the voluntary Karbanot that a person brings to the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash if they want to bring a Karban. And so Perek Alf is the Karban Ola, Perek Bet is the Karban Mincha, Perek Gimel is the Karban Shlamim, and they're referred to as the Karbanot Nedava because even though there are times that a person has to bring a Karban Ola or Mincha or Shlamim, if a person wants to on their own bring a Karban, these are the options that he has, and Olam and Har Shlamim. So we know that this is its own category and grouping, these first three prakim, because the phrase that comes up again and again in just these first three prakim is the same. It keeps repeating the phrase Ish Yireach Nichach L'Hashem, that it's a fire that's a pleasing scent before Hashem, and that phrase isn't repeated many times after that. Perek Dalet and Hay is its own group. Those are the Karbanot Chova, the Karbanot that a person has to bring if he messed up, if he made a mistake, if he did a chait. And those are the Karban Chata and the Karban Asham. And there's a different phrase that's repeated in those two prakim, and that's the phrase V'chiper la v'kavin, that the kavin through this Karban that you bring brings kapara v'nislach la at the end of the pasuk, and you're forgiven through this Karban. And so what I want to get into today is the Perek Gimel, which is the Karban Shlamim. Each Karban actually stands out in its own way. And the Karban Shlamim is no exception to the rule. All the Karbanot are referred to as kachim, as holy meat, as opposed to chulin, which is regular chicken and meat that we eat for dinner or Shabbos. And kachim is the meat of the Karban. So all of the kachim are referred to as kachi kachim, holy of holy meat, except for one, and that's the Karban Shlamim. The Karban Shlamim is referred to as kachi kalim, holy meat, but it's a kal, it's a less severe, more light form of kedusha, this type of meat. So why is that? So each karban is unique. The karban ol is unique in the sense that it's all ol al Hashem. It's all burnt up on the mizbeach. None of it gets eaten, even by the kohen. The karban mincha is very unique. It's the only karban that is a vegetarian karban. It's not an animal. It's plant based. It's a flour, oil, spice mixture, and Karban Shlamim is the only karban that is eaten by the Baal HaKarban, and that's why it's a lesser form of Kedusha, because less of it gets burnt up on the Mizbeach, and that's also why we see the Karban Shlamim referred to as many places as a Zevach. Sometimes it's referred to as a Zevach, or a Zevach Shlamim, and sometimes just a Shlamim. Zevach means a feast. It's the only one that the Baal HaKarban actually gets to feast on. So when we want to understand, why would someone bring a Karban Shlamim specifically? Why not bring an Ola or a Mincha? Those are also special Karbanot. So the Karban Shlamim is understood when we look at the name. The Rishonim talk about the meaning behind the name Karban Shlamim. The Rashbam talks about how it's based on the Shorash of Tashlumim, meaning the Shalim. When a person wants to make a payment, pay back Hashem, you feel like a debt of gratitude, and you feel like you want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much you owe him, and HaKadosh HaTov to him, so that would compel a person to bring a Karban Shlamim. The Rav Hirsch talks about a similar idea, but based on a different Shoresh, coming from the Shoresh of Shalim, meaning a person feels Shalim and a sense of completeness and wholeness in their life, so that would compel a person and motivate them to want to bring a Karban Shlamim. Rashi has a very different explanation. He says it's coming from the Shoresh of Shalom, and he gives two answers in his explanation of the name of the Karban. One answer is that it's Matil Shalom Ba'olam. Somehow this Karban creates world peace, which we need to explore. And his second answer is that there's Shalom right over here in my little corner of the Beis HaMikdash, since this is the only Karban that the Baal HaKarban actually gets to eat from. So there's peace. The Kohen eats from it, the Mizbeach eats from it, and the Baal HaKarban they all partake from the same Karban. And so there's peace right over here in this small vicinity of the Mishkan. And so before we understand the answers together, the Mefarshei Rashi clarify for us that most of the time when Rashi brings two answers, it's because neither answer is satisfactory. There's something good about each answer, something not good about each answer, and Rashi therefore brings both. Over here, they explain that if it was either one of the answers, it would have just been called a Karban Shalom. And Rashi, therefore, brings two answers because it's not called a Karban Shalom, it's called a Karban Shlamim, meaning Shalom in the plural, Karban Shlamim, and so therefore Rashi brings both answers. So what we need to understand is how does my small Karban over here in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash somehow create world peace? We really need that today. So the Netziv in his Sefer Emek Davar, he explains how, actually he's commenting on a type of a Karban Shlamim in next week's parsha on the Karban Todah, which is one type of Karban Shlamim. He says the Karban Shlamim is a massive Karban. Most Karbanos are massive. It's a huge animal. And the Karban Shlamim is unique, that has a very small amount of time within which a person needs to finish it, meaning especially the Karban Todah has to be finished by the next morning. You will have that day and that night, and that's it. Most Karban Shlamim, you have to finish it by the third day, and if you don't, you're over an Isser of Notar. If you even think about when you're offering the Karban to bring it past a lot of time, you have a different violation called Pigal, meaning to even have the thought when you're bringing it already invalidates the carbon. If you think when you're bringing it, you're going to eat it past a lot of time, you're going to take it home and save, it's amazing, save this huge amount of meat, put it in the freezer for Pesach, you're done with your Pesach order. So you already invalidated the carbon from that thought. So what does it force you to do? It's such a large amount of food and such a small amount of time within which it needs to be finished. It forces you to share it. Who are you going to share it with? So you can't be exclusive. There's so much food. You have to share it with whoever's there. Who's there in the Beis HaMikdash? So David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, Kuf Kuf Beis, Shesham Alu Shivtei Kach, that in the Beis HaMikdash, there's all the Shvatim are there. Everyone's going up to the Beis HaMikdash. You share it with whoever's there, and everyone's there. And so you bring your Karban Shlamim, and you invite everyone, come, I'm making a Karban Shlamim Suda. And you sit down together to this Karban Shlamim Suda, and there's someone to the right of you, there's someone to the left of you, there's someone opposite you, and they look so different from you, they dress differently from you, their lifestyle is different from you, but all of a sudden as you're sitting together, the barriers start to break down, and you realize, oh, we're not as different as I thought it was, or these people that I thought were so extreme to the right, they're not as extreme as I thought. The people that I thought were sort of the left, they're not to the left as I thought. And these people that are across from me, we're not as different. We're all actually on the same circle, serving Hashem in the center. We all keep Shabbos. We all value Torah and Mitzvah. Everyone's trying their best. The Chavetz Chaim actually talks about how the Gemara in the end of Tainus talks about how Tzaddikim are going to do dance on a circle for Hashem at the end of time in a circle dance. And he says specifically it's a machal, a circle dance, because a circle is unique, because every single point on the circle is equidistant from the center, meaning no one Sheva has a monopoly on Avodat Hashem. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky speaks at length in his Sefer Emes Yaakov how Hashem intentionally created within Torah true Judaism 12 valid paths, meaning not every sect of Judaism is valid and true, but within Torah true Judaism there's 12 valid true paths of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem wants it that way, and we're meant to, and they look opposite even from each other. We're on opposite ends of the circle. We look different, but we're all meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the center, and we're all equidistant from that center point. And so when we sit together at this Karban Shlamim Suda, the barriers break down, the preconceived notions break down, the walls break down, and everyone then goes back home to their communities that they came from, and they share their newfound perspectives and their newfound unity that was created at the Karban Shlamim Suda, and it's a ripple effect, and somehow that Karban Shlamim that you brought in that little corner of the Beis HaMikdash, it's actually Matiel Shalom Ba'olam. It actually has the kalach within it to create world peace. And so today, unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Karban Shlamim that we're able to bring, but if we are able to work on this avoda, this mode of serving Hashem, of the Karban Shlamim, the avoda of the Karban Shlamim, and to look at other Jews, recognize that we're all brothers, we're all serving the same Hashem in the center, and Be'ezrat Hashem, it will help us bizocha to rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash, and through that bring an actual Karban Shlamim as well. Wishing everybody a beautiful Shabbos.